Trump is about to host one of the biggest military parades in decades in Washington, D.C. And it really is alarming, but not for the reasons you think. I'm Zach Beecham. I cover democracy for Vox, and this is The Log Off, where we talk about one story you need to know each week. So the parade, it's happening on Flag Day, on the Army's birthday, but that same day just so happens to be Donald Trump's birthday. You'll see tanks on the streets, soldiers parading down Constitution Avenue, real big thing. That's not normal in the US, which has raised a lot of questions about whether or not this is a kind of like North Korean style celebration of dear leader with military force. France has a similar parade on Bastille Day, so it's not unheard of in democratic countries. But the way that he's doing it and the timing on his birthday does fit into a much broader and more concerning pattern, which is effort by the Trump administration to turn the military into a tool of its own will. There are a few different instances that can show us that the military is really being politicized. One is the rally that he held at Fort Bragg this week, replete with attacks on Democrats that had cheering soldiers in the background. That's never supposed to happen. They don't get involved in politics. Second, the deployment of 700 Marines to Los Angeles. There was no local request for this kind of insistence. In fact, both the mayor of LA and the governor of California said they didn't want it. And yet Trump and Hegseth deployed the military anyway. If the army is not answering to the people, but answering to one man, the president, that is something that we've seen in other countries be, I mean, the way that a democracy dies. And while we're not close to that yet in the United States, we are moving in that direction. So the parade is a symptom of this much deeper and much more insidious crisis. Preserving the military's independence is among the most important tasks for American democracy today.